All right, man, here we go. Do you know what this is? Are you aware? Do you know what this is? This is the, I it's even weird to say it.
Huh?
Huh? Wait, oh no, hang on. No, I was asking a question. Are you guys, do you know what's going on?
Huh?
Well, that took a left turn. All right, let's start over. Jesus Christ. This is the 18th episode of This One's on the House. And guess what? It's brought to you by Anchor.
Rage, fury, irritation, humiliation.
I like playing Minesweeper. That's a good one.
Look, I told your little friend I ain't paying for that.
Well, this one's on the.
Yeah, guys, what's good? We have a little bit of an interesting show here today. We have one of my good friends and one of CJ's good friends. We have Tim. We got Tim. Dude, we got a three-person party tonight.
We got three boys.
Three boys. Do you know what three makes? Motherfucking crowd.
Yeah, word. Crowd.
Like, if some shit were to go down, we would literally be like, oh, this guy came into Central Park and he
showed his dick to a crowd.
Like, that, if it was only us three that saw that dick, that's a fucking crowd, dude. Like,
we're the crowd.
We're on the news, dude.
Is three really considered a crowd?
Yeah, three's a crowd, dude. That's like, I think that's a saying. I don't know if it's
it is. I just didn't know if that was like statistically true.
I mean, I didn't fucking fact check this, but like, yeah.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna go with it. Is there another problem with this before we start?
Mm-mm. The common saying, two is company, three is a crowd, is often associated with romantic context. Oh, hey, that's in theme for today. A way of asking a third person to leave because you want to be alone with someone.
That sounds like a cock blocker is what that sounds like.
Yeah.
So rather than, yeah, hey, man, I just want to be alone with this girl for a minute. It's, let me be passive aggressive. Hey, man, two's company, three's a crowd. Okay, that's cool. So we're a crowd.
Yeah, man, but I'm saying two's company, three is a crowd.
Okay. It kind of confirms it. Kind of confirms that three's a crowd.
Anyway, guys, hey, look. Look, you got three of us now to listen to tonight. But beforehand, I mean, you go ahead, definitely keep listening to the rest of this podcast. Like, you should definitely not stop listening. Don't do that. However, once you're done, if you're trying to, like, see some more content, if you want to, you know, see what else we're into, head on over to your Instagram account. Your account. Don't go to someone else's. That's not cool at all. Don't hack into other people's shit. That's fucked up. Go onto your phone. Go into your Instagram account. And then once you're there, if you haven't already followed us, go to On the House Podcast. And then you should like all the shit that we are posting. And then you should also follow us.
That'd be dope.
Definitely do that. Don't not do it.
It's literally free.
Yeah, you know, it's free, dude. There's a lot of podcasts out there. This one in particular, it's free. And this one's On the House. Okay? Cool. Also, if you want to send us an email, if you want to like specifically call out CJ or Casey and be like, look, hey, the one of you is really doing great, but the other one, like, yo, why? Like, what are they doing?
Kid's got a big nose, man. We can tell.
It's like, dude, Casey's got a snoz, dude. He blows his nose. We know he blows his nose loud. Like, you can send us an email and let us know that you feel that way. That's cool. It's onthehousepod@gmail.com. Like, definitely go ahead. If you feel strongly, go for it. But, I mean, if you don't, I mean, thinking, make your own fucking decisions. You know what I mean? Like, if you think that one of us has a big nose,
send that email. Like, big noses, you don't just get away with that.
No, you don't. If society has taught us anything, it is that, no, you don't get away with that. Anyway, look, you got three dudes. you got three dudes on. This one's on the house tonight. And guess what? The third party who is entering the party to make it a party. it's a crowd. My bad. We talked about this. I'm an idiot. Anyhow, he's also into SpongeBob. He's also into all the other shit we talk about anyway. He's come to the table with Would You Rathers, which you all know we start with. CJ, Tim, yo, guns up, bro. Who wants to start?
Rock, paper, scissors. You have to say what you're putting down.
Because we're all in different places.
or we could just skip that and just say who wants to go.
I'll go.
Tim, take work? The honor. You're all right. Man of the night. Go ahead.
All right, so I'll go. I'm going to do an easy version of it, and then I'm going to like amplify it to make it a little bit more difficult.
That's what we like. Perfect. That's what we like, man.
All right, so here's a little bit of the easy version. Would you rather have boxing gloves for fists or pogo sticks for legs?
Oh, fuck. All right, well, I didn't think he was going to show up with this much metal, okay?
Hey, I mean, I go hard with the would you rathers. You're analyzing it.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna do a snap decision, and then maybe for the harder one, I'll think
okay.
about it. Yeah. I'm gonna go with pogo sticks for legs because I like having opposable thumbs.
I agree, dude.
That's what I agree too. And like I've asked people that before, and they said boxing gloves. And I'm like, well, how are you gonna eat? How are you gonna do anything with your hands? And they're like, oh yeah, but I have boxing gloves, so I can just fight anyone. I was like, yeah, that's right.
I think my thing is if you do like a list of like pros and cons. I think there are more pros from having pogos. I think there's more pros for pogos, more cons for boxing glove fists.
For sure. I mean, I can see one problem with pogo sticks is like you're constantly hopping.
I'll take it.
But I think you'd be able to like learn it and be able to like adapt to it. And yeah, and not you don't have to like jump so high. Like you can kind of walk on them too.
You come down to like from your room in the morning, you're like eating breakfast, and you're just like fucking eating a cinnamon bun bouncing.
Yeah, you kind of have to have like 10-foot ceilings in every house you own because you'd just be getting too much air.
You'd be getting too much air, dude.
I feel like it's easier to play or get the get sympathy by having pogo stick legs than it is having boxing gloves too.
Yeah.
You go into
someone's
work, like,
giving you shit in the parking lot, and then you get out and you start hopping around, and they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you lost your legs." Whereas you come out with boxing gloves, they're like, "All right, I guess we're doing this."
Or they just dip the other way and they just run because they know like something's about to go down. But I guess if you have boxing gloves for hands, then your hands are always warm,
which could be kind of nice.
But I think pogo sticks for legs is the way to go.
I agree.
I'm with you.
All right, should I amplify it now?
Yes. I think we're good.
So this might turn the tides a little bit, but we'll see. Okay, so the same question. Would you rather have boxing gloves for hands,
but
you gain the ability of all of the best like MMA boxers in the world? So you have their strength and their ability to fight and all that, but you also have boxing gloves in your hands at all times. Or would you rather have pogo sticks for legs, but you gain the ability to be like the best parkour athletes out there?
Oh, shit.
Oh my god, I'm taking that one. That would be amazing.
You're taking that one? All right, okay. Yeah, I think I'd still go with that one.
Dude, can you imagine seeing that shit? You're like in the middle of a city or something, and you see in the distance somebody parkouring. You're like, yeah, all right, whatever, they're parkour. And then you hear the spring noise of them bouncing around.
Dude, that's my question. Over buildings. Is, okay, I have the same skill as like the best people out there. Dude, if I have pogo sticks for legs, though, how am I not like easily taking the gold medal though for parkour then at that point? I guess the moral of the story is it sucks to be a hand because I am absolutely going pogo sticks again for sure. I'm with CJ 100%.
Okay, what if I switch it up and I say the boxing gloves and the pogo sticks can be removed?
Oh.
Well, then I'm probably taking the boxing gloves.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if you put on this pair of boxing gloves, now you have the ability.
You just absorb the all the power.
Guess what? You can go out to any bar now. Doesn't matter what the fuck happens.
Yeah. Those biker bars you're scared to go into, don't even worry about it anymore. Just make sure you get your boxing gloves.
Oh, biker bars. Oh, I'm going into like the dead people bars. Like I'm going to where like I should not be.
Yeah.
If I have boxing gloves, that'll just make me Muhammad all of a sudden.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
But then you got to carry them around with you.
That's true. Which I guess that is true. I mean, but I always have my bag anyway. You know, who cares, right?
Yeah. And you'd have to carry around the pogo sticks too with you. But
that's more annoying. God. That's more annoying of the two things.
Yeah. Yeah, they take up way more space.
Not bad, Tim.
Just have boxing gloves attached to your belt as you walk into a bar.
Who is a new guy?
The bouncer's like, can I see your ID? And also, what the fuck are those?
What? He's like,
The two giant pogo sticks on your belt.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you're carrying the pogo sticks in your belt?
Either is a ridiculous question. The bouncer's gonna be like, why do you have boxing gloves on you? Like, out.
You just have them, like, cross your back, like, swords, like, cross the back.
Yeah. Like, they have, like, fucking RGB. They're, like, glowing a little bit. You're like, what's going on over there? Nothing. I'm just trying to get I'm just trying to have a Jack Daniels. Is everything going to be cool?
spring.
Yeah, they're like, I draw them, like, the bar.
But if they had RGBs, I'd pick them every time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You bring the bouncer's head in. You, like, kind of, like, put your hand around his neck and, like, bring him in close so you can, like, whisper in his ear, just fucking let me be. And you just walk in and start dancing to, like, a Kesha song.
Oh, my God. That's a dream.
With the RGB pogo sticks on your back. There's no way you're not. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were wearing them.
That doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to get noticed, and you're probably going to get free drinks at some point.
That's kind of like the episode of SpongeBob where he goes to the prom when he's, like, super tall.
Oh, you're right. Oh my God. You're right. That is like that.
Yeah. He just had stilts. Or whatever whatever he had.
He's trying to get the punch bowl, like, spoon.
Yeah.
That was also under season 4. Just going to go ahead and say that.
Mm-hmm.
Me and CJ have an ongoing agreement that SpongeBob episodes. Oh, by the way, I'm about to fuck you both up with not SpongeBob, but another Nickelodeon show. Interesting trivia fact. So SpongeBob, we have an agreement. Anything after season 3, we're just like, I don't know, man.
When did season 3, or when does season 4 start? What, do you have like a year?
So this is the thing that really will fuck you up. Do you remember the episode Krusty Towers, where the Krusty Krab becomes a hotel?
Yeah.
That wasn't even season 4 yet. And that, to me, seems like a way later episode. That was actually in season 3.
That one was?
Okay, now you're saying that, like, and I'm kind of wondering if I'm lying. But
I feel like
it might be in season 4, actually. Season 4 was 2005.
Yeah, every good episode you can think of, it's pretty early.
Season 1, 2, or 3, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. And season 4 has some okay episode in it, but dude, after that.
Just the writing in the first 3 seasons was golden.
Yeah, phenomenal, man.
Well, dude, I mean, that's literally the thing, though. I mean, everyone, it's common knowledge. Every season after, like, I mean, I'll give them 6. Terrible.
Yeah.
You can't even really call them writers. Gore humor.
They tried to, like, pair the writing with, like, crazy animation.
And it was just gross, dude. Like, even as, like, an avid fan, I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Dude, honestly, instead of the crazy animation, I really preferred when they would, like, do the stills of the oil paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the hyper-realistic image.
Like, those terrifying. Dude, Bolden Brash.
Squidward holding the Krabby Patty.
Taking a single bite out of it. Like, his stretched-out teeth.
Oh, God.
But I was actually talking to one of my buddies about it, and he said that the first few seasons had writers from Rocko's Modern Life.
They did. They did. Yeah. And that makes complete sense.
Yeah.
I'm saying that, meaning, like, I did actually know that, weirdly enough. I liked Rocko a lot. I liked that show. I also like that Nickelodeon, like, no one ever talks about this. Then Rocko, does anyone know what his career was?
IT.
No, he was a sex phone. He was a fucking phone sex, like,
yeah.
Guy. He would, yeah. Oh, baby. That was on Nickelodeon, dude.
That's another great thing about SpongeBob is you miss all these jokes when you're a kid, and then you come back to it as an adult, and you're like, wow, how did they get away with that?
Tim, I don't know. Well, this episode is obviously taking, like, off the rails, which is what we love. CJ actually sent me a video. I know this sounds daunting initially. It's like maybe 7 to 8 minutes long video on YouTube, which is like, oh my God, dude, I have a fucking life. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
The entire video is amazing. It basically goes into a deep, probably way deeper than required, analysis of the Ripped Pants episode, and basically goes on to conclude that that episode was actually the prediction of meme culture.
Mm-hmm.
And how referencing back to like certain social like icons and stuff. And when you watch it, you're like, oh, okay. Two things. Number one, that's absolutely true. And all this makes sense. Number two, who the fuck owns this YouTube channel and how much time does he have?
Like, but those are like some of the best videos though.
It is like watching an 8 minute documentary that at the end of it, you're like, I am glad I watched all of that.
Yeah. That episode was season 1, 2, or 3, right? Early season, right?
That was,
yeah, that might've been season one.
Had to be one. SpongeBob was never ever for us when we were that age. All of the jokes in it were for us now.
Yeah. They just designed the writing around characters that appealed to children, but like the writing and everything was nowhere near meant for children.
Physically, the characters were all, as you just said, exactly, like catered to kids. However, the morals and the things that you learned in the episodes were all things that you appreciated much later in life.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point that we still go back and watch them. I still watch these episodes all the time, dude.
They're so good.
I actively try to get Reagan loves it. I have a video of him going, oh, with the fucking sailor in the beginning.
That is precious.
It's the best, dude. Like, by the way, I listen to our episodes once we publish them. Just, you know, it's always good to listen to it in the car, listen to it on another platform that isn't what we publish it on, just to make sure it sounds good on different medias. When I play it in my car, I guess I play it often enough that the clap build up in our intro. My son loves that and will clap with it, like on cue. He also started bobbing his head to Spole. I don't know if you know, I know CJ knows what that is. 2.5 to 3 minute, like, incredible trap songs.
Oh, that's the song you sent me. S-P-O-L?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I heard it tonight again for the first time in like months. So that's right. I did share it with you. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now I know what you're talking about.
That song, Whirlwind, I literally turned around when I was at a stoplight. And I didn't have it like blaring. I'm not an asshole. Like, I'm a respectable dad. But like, I had it on just in the car. And I'm watching my son just bob his head like with the beat. I'm like, get out of here. He's jamming. Yeah. Like, he loves like trap music. I'm like, oh my God.
He knows what's good.
Anyway,
I got one for you guys.
Thanks.
I think you'll appreciate this one.
Transition 100.
Yep. So just reading this, it's ridiculous. Okay. Would you rather, whenever your significant other is speaking to you seriously,
i.e. they're angry or just something they're passionate about,
or, you know, any actual serious tone, they slowly transition to the point where they sound like Donald Duck? Or whenever you're having sex with them, they transition into sounding like Goofy?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to analyze this right now. I'm going Donald Duck.
I don't want to
have to deal with Goofy.
I have nothing to clarify. I am, yes.
Goes from their voice into the actual character's voice.
But are they good versions of Donald Duck and Goofy? Or are
good follow-up question? It sounds like them.
Okay, yeah, I'm probably still going to go with Donald Duck, though.
Yeah, dude.
Goofy is just bad.
I don't think I've asked anybody that question and had anybody answer Goofy. Who's trying to hear?
Well, I mean, if you can joke around with like your partner and like have a like be funny with them, then maybe that'd be okay. But like, if you're trying to get serious and then you're hearing Goofy, I don't
like that.
That makes me feel uneasy. Now every time I look at Goofy, I'm gonna think about that. You just ruined my view of Goofy.
You're welcome.
which is fine because I didn't really have a very good view of Goofy beforehand.
It would be so hard for me to keep a straight face if they're like getting serious or they're mad at you and it's just Donald Duck.
Yeah. But yeah, you just start like smirking and laughing.
At the same time, though, given those two situations, like, what are you bound to have a better time with? Like, I'm definitely in a lot, like, worst case scenario, you leave, right? Like, you can't stop laughing at Donald Duck. So, like, you're just like, I have to get the fuck out of here for a minute. Like, that would be great. That would be fun to watch. Much better than, to Dim's point and all of our points, I believe. I do. Goofy, that's not a situation I'd want to be in.
Yeah. But is your significant other aware of the voice they're doing?
Good fucking questions.
Let's say yes and no. Would your answer change if it's yes versus no?
Well, no, I guess it wouldn't change, but the outcome would change.
What if they're not aware of it? Because if they were, I don't know, maybe.
Like, babe, do you realize you sound like Goofy right now? What? It's like, because I don't think my answer would change, but the outcome would definitely.
To your point, though, that's important. Like, the outcome of that is a part of the, you know, how you form your answer.
They're not aware.
They're not aware.
That's even more so Donald Duck, then. If they don't know they're sounding like Donald Duck and they sound like fucking Donald Duck.
Dude, they get so mad, though, because you're like, you're starting to laugh, and it's just like, I can't do a Donald Duck impersonation, but they just, yeah, why are you getting so mad? Or why are you laughing, rather? Why are you laughing? And they just get more mad at you. It's, you know, pushing them further into the Donald Duck.
Yeah. I think the Donald Duck scenario could also end up being the least of the two, like, in terms of, like, her anger or whatever.
I was going to say, you could totally remedy that situation by pulling out your phone. And if she doesn't believe that she sounds like that, you just start recording.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, you don't understand. There's no way anyone could take this conversation seriously because you sound like a cartoon fucking duck right now. Oh my God. Guys, wow.
Hmm.
This is great. It's been 30 minutes. We've got through two of the Would You Rathers. CJ, was there anything more to yours that you wanted to touch on, or was that
No, dude, I just thought that one was funny.
Yeah, Goofy's never winning that one.
I'm just gonna keep asking because I've actually been using that one for a long time, and I'm just waiting for somebody to say Goofy and to rationalize their position.
If someone can, like, actually rationalize it and make sense with it, then that's fine. But, like, if someone were to say Goofy, I would just give them the weirdest look and probably never speak to them again.
Dude, some people just really like Goofy, man. Some people
really
like Goofy.
I guess so, yeah.
No, okay. Let me... No. Hang on. Let's step back. If your dick becomes erect from hearing...
Oh, you!
Yeah, I mean, dude, there are people like that out there.
Yeah, I would not doubt it.
Shit. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and actually do this. Let's take a minute, you guys. All three of us, we should chill. Let's let everyone listen to who's paying for this podcast. The sponsor of this episode, which is...
What's your favorite zombies map?
From Black Ops? It's probably the one with... who's that actor?
Oh, dude!
The frozen one.
Call of the Dead or whatever?
Call of the Dead, yeah. Probably that one. The
director. That's a really good one.
The director.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was his name?
Stanley.
Famous. What did you say, Casey?
It's Stan Lee.
Yeah, Stan Lee. That's who it was. He had a Call of Duty Black Ops cameo.
Dude.
Also, CJ, I don't know if you got a chance to watch that Dion Cole special I was telling you about, but it fucked me up a little bit. Arby's, yeah. Do you think that's just they made a name out of the initials for roast beef?
Isn't Arby's A-R-B-Y?
Yeah,
but Arby's.
Oh,
yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. So it says Arby's is meant to be a play on roast beef, but the actual name itself from the Raffle Brothers stands for America's Roast Beef, yes, sir.
That sounds like a stretch.
That's according to the founders. They said it's supposed to be, we wanted it to be interpreted either way, as a play on Arby's, as in roast beef, or ARBYS, America's roast beef. Yes, sir.
That sounds like they're really stretching it out, like they're just trying to get something. That's like PEMDAS or something, like some math.
PEMDAS, dude.
I haven't had Arby's in decades.
But RB was going to be the original, Casey. They said that it was supposed to just be Arby's, but apparently a business already existed at the time that had that name.
Yeah, Robert Bauer.
And the reason wasn't because of roast beef initially, but because they were called the Raffle Brothers.
Okay.
So they wanted to just call it Raffle Brothers, and then they were like, oh, hey, roast beef also is RB. Duh.
Dude, I just made that shit up so hardcore. I was like, yeah, dude, Robert Bauer. And you're like, that's not true, because I read the rest of the article. Oh, fuck.
I'm literally looking at the Wikipedia page right now.
He's like, literally, yeah, I'm editing it as we talk. As we speak. Do you remember that? Like, when for a little while you could make shit live on Wikipedia that's like complete and utter nonsense for a minute and a half before they're like, hey, don't fucking do that anymore. They would send you an email and be like, hey, we saw what you did. Don't, hey, stop.
Dude, they said that like 70% or something of Wikipedia articles are done by one guy.
Yeah.
God bless really? That, man. Oh, I'm talking about like LimeWire days, like way back in the day.
Oh, okay. I'm saying like, yeah, today there was some, I saw a thing and it's like one dude just looks up, like his job is to just look up history and everything. Like whenever somebody wants to do a new Wikipedia thing, he has to do all the research.
Interesting.
And just add in.
Dude, I like remember when this is how long ago it was. My computer, which was at my old house in Pennsylvania, it was a Tower Gateway computer running, are we all ready for this?
Millennium Edition.
That was when LimeWire was still going strong, and I could use my computer, my Gateway Tower that had Gateway Go Back. That's the technology we're talking about right now. I had gotten to that point where the system completely crashed because Millennium Edition. And LimeWire was ferocious even still on that operating system. That's how long ago this was.
Oh my God, dude.
Is that the one that you go down into your basement and take a left and like the little corner right there?
Yes, correct. That is Tim's not even joking about that, actually. That is completely exactly what I'm talking about.
That little nook right over there.
The little nook. The nook, dude. That's what it was. It was a nook. It was like a carpet. That's where I played fucking Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1 and 2. saw that nook. Time. That's where the Xbox was at that point. Because my mom was like, you're not going to fucking just be having people scream in English accent, cunt and bastards. Like, that's not going to happen upstairs. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Dude, Modern Warfare 2 lobbies were a rite of passage.
If you could survive those, you could survive anything.
Oh, no, not even survive. Like, if you could get your parents to not hear it. Or, I mean, at least in my case. Yeah, dude, they were... those lobbies, man. Wow. The boys became men, or the boys went home in those lobbies. Mean lobbies. Until they like regulated that shit a little bit, dude. There would be so many times we're like, oh, this German's just telling us casually to go get electrocuted. That's cool.
Dude, going by the numbers on Call of Duty, I guess 2/3 of the Xbox community has fucked my mom. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Like, if Xbox metrics are anything to be believed, then yeah, 2/3 of the Xbox community at that time have fucked my mom.
If nothing else.
It's crazy.
if nothing else, they're...
Meanwhile, all of them sounded like they're like 13.
Dude, you could always tell when they slipped up. If they use a curse word even a little bit wrong, you're like, oh, you're done. Now I know.
Game over, kiddo.
Now that I know you're 8,
it's on.
I'm going to make this motherfucker cry.
Or they say it like really quietly, because they don't want anyone else in the house to hear it.
Dude, that, Tim, Dude, Tim killing it. Killing it, by the way, Tim, on this episode. You're absolutely 100% on that.
Dude, and then opposite to that, you had the guys who would leave the mic open. Leave the mic open, and then dude, you just,
those
you
are
know,
the those are the real fucking MVPs, though.
The mic open, and then...
Oh, no, not
do
even
you need origami?
Pizza, man.
Dude, not even that. Like, when they left it on, and, like, some serious-ass shit went down... Like in the background,
like domestic abuse,
dude. What was that one? Oh, there was a SpongeBob meme. I think CJ, either you sent it to me or I sent it to you for sure. And it was one. It was like SpongeBob looking like super like annoyed and just like, oh god. And it was like him with a headset on. And it was like when your buddy goes to the bathroom, but then you hear like his parents like casually getting divorced
getting
in the
divorced
background.
In the, yeah.
Oh my god. This, oh yeah, when Tyler's parents are like getting divorced or something, it was like the best. It was one of the best memes. And SpongeBob just like, dude, he goes, ugh.
There's that, and then there were the freaking the guys who would leave. They'd leave, it's like the, obviously their mic is either on their couch or on the floor or something, and they're just like blasting rap music in the background.
Like
but because of the shitty
like
quality of Xbox 360, it's so bad.
And it didn't even, yeah, dude, yeah, right. It's like they did it on purpose. They're like, all right, let me just crank this up real quick while I take a piss. All right, I want everyone to know that I listen to Drake, even though everyone probably already thought I did. Okay, cool. Go and pee. Annoying.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
You guys ever like read people's online like gamer tags and try to like analyze what it actually means? Like, why do they pick that name? What's the reasoning for that name? There's got to be something.
It's a great game. I have done something like that, yes.
XX Booty Chaser XX. I wonder what that could be.
And I wonder how old he is.
Kind of in line with that, but like maybe not so deep, is I will look at names and then go, all right, was this a Microsoft recommendation or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some of them are tough.
They're golden.
Like, I ran with, Tim, you'll appreciate this. I don't think I've ever shared this story with you because there's never been a fucking good reason to. It was the most annoying for me. CJ knows about it just because of conversations. And my past roommate, Josh, also knows about it because he was listening to me on the phone calls. Throughout a period in college, I did this thing where, and I think other listeners of this podcast probably, well, if they're the true, you know, the true boys like we think they might be, they probably did something similar, which is you create 1,000 different gamer tags so you can get free live. So you can mm-hmm. play online for like no money.
Trials.
And have like 8,000 gamer tags. Yeah.
Yeah.
I created, I mean, I obviously just exaggerated saying thousands. I had probably 8 at one point total throughout college like days. And this all came to a head when my brother-in-law graciously, this was years ago again, like I'm obviously very much into PC gaming now, but he offered me, hey man, my buddy just won an Xbox One S. Do you want my Xbox One? And I looked at him and went, why the fuck are you asking me a question like that?
Yeah, I do.
So I did that, and then all the chaos started pouring in. I needed to assemble. I don't know why it didn't happen earlier, but it did. When I loaded my gamertag onto that Xbox, I realized, because of mostly Black Ops 2, all of my maps were missing. Like, multiplayer, like, zombie, they were just sporadically, and I was like, fuck. So I called Microsoft, which was stupid in retrospect, because don't do that. I was on the phone with a guy who, honestly, I kind of wanted to know his personal cell phone number at the end of this, because I wanted to, like, send him in like edible arrangements or flowers or something because he was actually pretty sweet. He helped me. This is a real fucking thing. He helped me track down, dude, me and this guy at this point were like, he wasn't even customer service anymore. He was like a buddy. Like,
he was a homie.
Trying to remember gamer tags. And he found a couple of like Microsoft generated names. And he's like, okay, look, man, like, does this, is this even within the realm of a possibility? And it was with that moment that I swear to God, I wish I could have high-fived him through the phone. I was so like about to. And he's like, does known squid ring a bell? I'm like, known squid 6656. Is that a thing? And he types it in. And he goes, holy fucking shit. Yeah. He goes, here's Origin. Dude, there's three maps on this. I was like, oh my God. Like, me and this guy just like randomly, like, I don't even understand how it happened. He was just going through gamer tags that had been created that had, like, were like not in use much, like, or whatever. And he goes, does that ring a bell? I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it does.
I was like, no, I made that one day when I was like super drunk. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, yeah, there's like three map spot on this. I'm like, Kyle. His name was Kyle. It was like Connor or something. He's like, can you merge these accounts? I know that's asking a lot. And I know you've been on the phone for, let's just say if this was like an iPhone like 6, your phone would definitely be dead. Can you merge these accounts? And he goes, oh yeah, dude, I already did it. I'm like, what's your address? I'm sending you flowers right now.
Yeah, it was my man came in clutch.
Ordeal. Yeah, way ridiculous ordeal. But anyhow, I don't even fucking know where I was going with all that. Like, we had a much different topic that we started with, and here we are. Hey, this one's on the house, man. That's how that shit goes, I guess. Yo, what are your thoughts on mandatory sterilization?
What?
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Ask Adolf. It was massive, actually.
What the fuck?
Like, what do you guys, like, you do personally, like, think? Oh, also, once you're done answering, could you also give your full names first and sir, and also your mailing address?
Social security number?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I just want to make sure people know how to, like, contact you, you know.
And now I'm going to sleep for a very long time.
I will now mute my mic for the rest of my life. Absolutely joking. Don't answer the question. Real talk, though. Would you guys rather have hands that kept growing as you got older, or feet that kept shrinking as you got older?
Hands.
Do the hands get, are they bigger or do they get longer?
I'm gonna fuck you guys up now because you didn't wait until I gave you the asterisks.
I'm still going with hands.
There was foot. No, oh, hang on. Wait.
I'm sticking with hands.
I did not tell you the growth rate.
Make it really bad. Make me regret this decision.
Well, that's kind of what I was trying to do.
Do it.
Your hands will grow at a rate of doubling every year. Now, keep that on the back burner. Your feet will shrink every quarter, just a noticeable enough amount.
It's a noticeable enough amount to you or to people walking by?
You. This is very much causing you issues as you will try to, like, walk and, you know, get yourself to other places. So, once a year, should you decide to do the hands route, they will double in size once a year on, let's say, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, my hands get double the size they were the day before.
Yeah, they go bigger. Now, on the equinox and summer solstice and, well, I guess also autumn equinox, if you choose to go the feet route, they will shrink as well. So basically it's, do you want to just have, the bullet number one is hands or feet. Bullet number two, your hands you have to deal with it like less throughout the year. Your feet is like every quarter, you're like, oh, by the way, you can't walk, a little bit worse.
Is there a limit to both? Do my hands stop growing at a certain point? Do they get too
until
big
you
they can't
die
grow anymore?
This will never stop.
They never stop. So, like, never. My hands will eventually be bigger than my body.
Your hands will eventually be bigger than the Challenger. Yes.
Which would be sweet because then you have giant forearm muscles.
I mean, can you imagine slapping somebody with hands that big?
You would just destroy them.
So let me caveat that the growth potential, I mean, it doesn't necessarily disobey the law of, like, gravity and physics. I mean, it's only, they'll keep growing regardless of your ability to carry them.
So you're just dragging them behind you because you're just...
Oh, I mean, eventually you won't be able even to carry them. If you live to be 102, I mean, no one will even see you anymore.
Are we stuck with them, or can we get them surgically removed?
It's a fair question. I mean, if there's a technology available, I'll say yes. That you're able to do that?
Amputation.
I mean, you also have to be able to afford that. Which I don't know. True. I mean, that's a new technology. I don't even know what the fuck surgery you'd get.
I mean, I'm sure if you chop your big hands off, like a museum somewhere would want them and pay you good money for them.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, like, the wish you're making, or the would you rather you're doing. I mean, this is voodoo shit. Like, it's on a would you rather. So this is not necessarily a medically known thing. So you can cut your hands off. There's no saying that that won't just happen again. It's a cancer.
Oh.
Well,
okay. Okay.
So if I, let's say, so my hands grow every year. They get to the point where they're insanely huge. This is my plan, all right? Get to the point where they're insanely huge. I work out all this time, get huge forearm muscles to support these massive hands.
Go to a slapping tournament, become the world's best slapper, win a ton of money.
Until the hands are too big that they can't slap anymore. I get them surgically removed. And then on the stumps, I just put a pair of boxing gloves. And I just run around with boxing gloves from now on as hands.
I think we had a clear disposition. Are we saying you both were hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, the second one, I might have to go with feet. Because once they just get small, well, I mean, your balance would be really off. And I feel like you'd be able to adapt to it.
Yeah, well, then if they get really small, then you can... Instead of just, like, once your feet get to the point where they are almost about to disappear, then you can just put, you know, pogo sticks or whatever on your
feet. Yes! And it ties it into the last one.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I might have to go with feet.
Okay, interesting. Are you guys curious as to what I thought about this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I would just sign off and fucking go to my, you know, regular job and not have to deal with any of this. I'm
not
kidding.
Fair.
No, you're right. Correct. Tim, thank you for keeping me humble. Not fair. Can't do that. What I would do, because I've analyzed this much farther past the point of which I should, I thought about this a little bit more globally, a little bit larger. Take a 10-foot pole out and then look at it at that point. Are obnoxiously large hands, like, to the point where my body is a thing and, like, my hands are the size of, you know, velociraptors? Yeah, that's obnoxious. However, if my feet keep shrinking, in theory, they will disappear at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
My hands, however, will get astronomically bigger. Like, bigger to the point that no one has ever seen before. So, worst case scenario, I mean, even if I'm like, okay, my hands are way too fucking big, I'm out of here, and I jump off the Golden Gate, I died a record breaker, correct?
Yeah.
So if I had to pick away and, like, the end game was like, okay, motherfucker, I'm going to either grow old and have no feet because they disappeared because, you know, shrinking, or I'm going to, you know, eventually not be able to deal with having hands that are bigger than an elk. I mean, the best way you can go out, at least, is, like, you broke a record.
So your only redeeming factor is that you broke a record?
I mean, if you have to pick between those two things and you're like, how am I going to go out of here? I would love to be known as the guy who, like, dumboed it off of the Golden Gate Bridge with hands versus, yeah, that's Casey. He,
his feet, super tiny. No one fucking really gets it. No.
Just send them. Just put flowers. Just send flowers.
I like how your rationale for that entire thing was just, did I break a record or not?
Well, no. I mean, that's not my rationale for it. I mean, I'm just saying, end game broadly. Let's say I do or don't do shit my entire life. Like, you still broke a record by doing nothing, just by making that choice.
I guess so.
And that's why we keep doing this, Tim. Analyzing weird fucking podcasts.
What would, like, if your hands got so big, and let's say you could actually, your arms and your body was enough to, like, support it and move your arms, what would, like, a clap cause?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, you're, like, 8.2 on the Richter.
Oh, you'd be destroying cities.
Dude, people in helicopters in Detroit would be like, the fuck was that?
The sound waves would just tear apart people.
And they'd be like, is Thor clap? Wait, did you say Thor? Yeah, no, I said, no, yeah, Thor, like Marvel, like Thor? Yeah, right. Yeah, is he clapping? Wait, hang on, no, Thor's not real. Thor's not real. No, dude, but like in this moment, I think he kind of is. Because like we're in a helicopter and we're in the air and we're being jostled.
You thought like Hiroshima and Nagasaki was bad. Nuh-uh. Watch this guy clap.
Robert Oppenheimer just like rolled over a little bit like in his grave. Like, what? Hmm?
Who now?
Is someone talking about my bomb? I made that. Don't you forget. Jesus, Murphy.
But think about how much money you could save on shoes. You could buy children's shoes for your shrinking feet.
But Tim, you also can't walk.
I guess
walk.
You have to spend more money because you're buying them every quarter.
You can't walk, though.
Well, I mean, at a certain point, you can't.
So now, does your answer change if we flip it and it's your feet that grow while your hands shrink?
Yeah, well.
No, not at all for me.
You get increasingly more stable
with big feet.
I don't want my feet to shrink because I want to be able to get around. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you can still get around.
I mean, not without help.
You can just crawl.
Well, I mean, I guess like, your hands. I guess you're right. Your hands would get so big that eventually you could just start handstanding around. But that's like annoying.
I don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
Actually,
like your feet. If you have your feet grow, they just grow to the point where they're like. I mean, I guess they'll keep growing, but they'll get to the point where they're like as large as that foot with the mobster toes from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah. Like you walk into a door and or you walk into a building and like 3 seconds later, your actual body enters a building.
Speaking
your feet
of...
just sneak in there first.
Oh, man. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just apologize for even bringing this question up. This is I don't even want to, I don't know. I don't even want to think about that. Like your flip, ZJ. I don't know. You know what I think? I think I don't want to decide. Okay. Do a serious question on the note of Nickelodeon that we all remember when Nickelodeon was the good Nickelodeon. When you still saw the weird, like, you know that, like, if you guys can fucking recite the name of this production company with confidence, I'll Venmo you. It happened usually at the end of Rugrats, I think. It was like Nickelodeon, then it was like Star Cusky or something. It was like blocks, and it was like chalk writing almost.
I've got no idea.
I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember. It's so old, dude.
Anyway,
Do you know it?
No, I don't. That's not, I'm trying to remember. Wilhowski production, some fucking thing. It was like, it made some fucking weird sound. It sounded like screech. Oh, whatever. It doesn't.
I'm googling.
Klasky. Supo. CSUPO.
With like the ugliest logo I've ever seen.
Yeah, dude.
They got 17 different fonts and merged it into one.
Correct. I mean, hey, also early 2000s, guys. Come on, let's be fair.
Right.
Klasky Supo.
Come on. Yeah. TM 2004. Come on. Anyhow, Tim, me and CJ have talked about this before, but how, I don't know, pivotal and encompassing was like early 2000s Nickelodeon, like Hey Arnold, how morally foundational were those shows? The Birdman. Dude, if there's ever a fucking cartoon that's gonna make you cry, that's the fucking episode of Hey Arnold.
Dude, the Birdman. One of my favorite episodes of Hey Arnold is always gonna be Wheezing Ed, though.
Dude, Wheezing Ed. Super long story short, the Birdman, it literally made you tear up. He was, or no,
Pigeon Man.
Pigeon Man. He was basically.
Was that like a movie or?
No, it was, dude.
30 minutes.
It was a 30-minute episode of Hey Arnold. And honestly, it might have been Bless. I can't remember if Hey Arnold did like the 15 and 15. But they had this episode where there was this homeless guy.
Seemingly.
Who Arnold was never like mean to. Like people made fun of him. And it was like, oh yeah, that's the pigeon man. Like the fucking guy's crazy. Like he was a homeless dude. Like you'd like something super similar to what you'd like find like common day in New York. Like, oh no, that dude is just fucking crazy. He's, you know, whatever. Yeah. And at the end, you end up like Arnold was never mean to anybody. He was always a genuine good person. And then it was like metaphorically at the end, like the pigeon man ended up being like Jesus, and he flew away. And I'm like, dude, no, but like I mean, obviously that was like a ridiculous cliff notes of it, but by the end of it, you're like, Jesus Christ, I am different.
Yeah, this episode has changed me.
I don't know. It was great. Like, also, I love how just they're like, yeah, millennials are like, oh, they're always like, blah, 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 and worried and shit. I'm like, well, hey, maybe if you didn't make every fucking show we watched have someone who is like manic or highly anxious, they're just, you created that. You made someone in every friend group have anxiety.
Yeah.
You made that a normal thing. Chucky Finster, are you kidding?
I know.
So I'm just going to run down the list of quintessential Nickelodeon shows from the early 2000s. We got SpongeBob, The Fairly Odd Parents, The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron, Rugrats. Let's see. What else? Hey Arnold, obviously. Cat Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then you hit the mid-2000s and you get things like Chalk Zone, Danny Phantom.
I like both of them.
My Life is a Teenage Robot.
Life is a Teenage Robot. The Angry Beavers. Yeah. Ah, wait, Real Monsters. That's the 90s.
Isn't Angry Beavers 90s too?
Yeah, it ended in 2001.
Yeah, it was like that bled over a little bit, yeah.
Then they, in like the mid-2000s, oh, of course, the Wild Thornberries. Can't forget that. Fucking amazing. Rocket Power.
Yep.
But then they started having their foray, because they had all that, I guess, in the Amanda Show, so they started having their foray into live action with freaking Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
Dude, quick.
And Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, dude.
But those were all really good, too.
Dude, Drake and Josh fantastic. Was the shit.
I recently went back and watched like the first or second episode of Drake and Josh on Hulu, and it was just it was a part where Drake and his band perform at like a coffee shop, like a newly opened coffee shop, to try to like get a gig there, and I guess Megan earlier in the episode like brought home like a snake or whatever, and she snuck it into his backpack, and when he goes on stage, the snake comes out of the backpack, but if you look behind Drake as he's playing, you can see a crew member behind him holding the snake behind him, like ready to put it on him. And I just thought it was so funny, like a production show seeing some crew member hidden behind and trying to hide and putting this snake on him.
Megan.
Yeah.
Dude. I think I saw the episode recently where they get stuck in the treehouse because Drake forgets to bring the freaking buzzsaw.
That's the SnowCon episode too.
Yeah, dude. They acted so well. It's freaking.
You know what show, like, honestly, like, when you look at it, well, I mean, especially, like, CJ, you and I, because, like, we got into this podcasting, you know, within the last 2 years. Do you ever, like, so, like, Nickelodeon will be on, and we'll just, I mean, I don't know what cable services you have, but, like, we'll put on something for Reagan, but then as soon as that show is over, whatever, it'll default back to, like, whatever's on. And generally, whatever was on was, like Nick Jr. from, like, early in the day. But at this point at night, it's, like, Nickelodeon, and it's, like, iCarly or something. And that happened one night. And have you ever been so fucking lazy in that you can't see the remote, you don't know where it is, and you just don't get up and change a channel, even though you're not happy with what you're watching?
Yeah.
So that happened, and I just watched half an episode of iCarly. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, they fucking, like, were dope-ass kids. Like, they just ran a fucking web show when they were, like, 12.
Yeah.
And, like, they did a great job, and they, like, knew how to recruit people, and they knew how to bring segments in. I'm like, no one talks about that. I'm like, iCarly was actually, like, kind of a great, like, entrepreneurship show.
Dude, I bet you that inspired a lot of people to get into, like, YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to. I'm like, no, that's, like, dude, fuck me. Nickelodeon was just, like, casually being like, business model right here. We're showing you the whole thing. All you have to do is do the same thing, but in real life. Oh, and don't have a fucking stepbrother and live in a weird apartment. It's cool. It's all good, man. You could do this right now. And then, like, 13 people were like, oh, yeah, we could. And they did. And that's, like, you know, the people we envy now.
Did you guys, watching Drake and Josh growing up, did you think they had, like, the coolest room ever?
Dude, their room was
yeah, dude.
Their room was so ass. Cool.
Dude, Drake's bed was way cooler.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It was way cooler. But just the entire setup of their room was just like, I envied it so much.
Also, why did they, as big as the room were, like, or, wow, Jesus Christ, were, as big as the room was, and as much, like, expensive shit as they had in there?
How could they not keep Megan out of it?
I know.
Because it's Megan, dude.
Dude, get some dead, okay, that one devil didn't work, get four.
Megan is a demon.
For what it's worth, man, she deserves every bit of money that's coming to her. She's a very good actress.
Yeah. Can't forget about Crazy Steve.
Crazy Steve.
He's dude, a stable
he's
a, to that show.
He's a good actor in a lot of movies, too.
He is, yeah.
Crazy Steve.
Hey Arnold had a really cool room, too.
Oh, dude, his room was the fucking best.
Like, the top of the house, that, like, skylit window or whatever.
He had to... Dude, his alarm clock was like something out of like four generations what it should be.
And I know.
Also, he could look at the actual sky. Like, his whole roof was a glass ceiling.
Yeah.
He'd just, by the way, every time he put on the headphones and it was like just these like 6 feet wide like headphones, he just, like, just like fall asleep. Like, he actually was the football head. My bad. I meant to, like, go back on. This is, like, okay. Let me calculate this. 1, 2, 9. 64 steps back from where we are right now. Fun fact. Tim, I don't, CJ might know this because I think we've talked about it before. Jimmy Neutron. Boy Genius. Uh-huh. How many seasons do you think there were?
I'd say 4 or 5.
Well, you'd say wrong.
More or less.
Three.
Three?
Yep. That's not even the worst part.
Was it only 3 years then? Like a season a year?
That I do not know. However, all I know is that there was 3 full seasons. Jimmy Neutron's voiceover character?
Uh-huh. Was a woman.
An elderly woman.
An elderly woman?
I put on, for me and Reagan, we were watching Shrek, and Shrek ended, and he was still up, so we watched. I was like, dude, let's fucking watch Jimmy Neutron right now.
Yeah.
I put it on, and, you know, like, Amazon X-Ray, like, it'll come up and show you the actors.
Mm-hmm.
So I, at one point, he fell asleep, and I was just looking through it, and I was like, wait, what the fuck? I was like, all right, Gene Estevez, like, I was like, where's fucking James Neutron? Where's Jimmy Neutron?
And then James Neutron, I don't like that.
Oh, sorry, that was a dad.
Oh, right.
No, it wasn't a dad. It was Hugh. I don't even know what the fuck.
Yeah, Hugh was a dad, yeah.
So anyway, I went all the way back, and I looked at the first, like, person that came up, and I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like,
really?
Oh, she was an early, like, or sorry, late 50s at the time when the movie came out.
No way.
Late 50s, like, voice character of Jimmy. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
So that's a show that I remember when it came out thinking it was great. But now I think that show aged so terribly.
Oh, dude, no. Like, yeah, you don't. It's like SpongeBob. Don't pay attention after 5.
The animations on it are, like, terrifying, though. Like, the characters just look scary.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Voltron? Or no, what? Sorry, what the? Not Voltron. Jesus, Murphy. Poltra.
The Chia the Big Chicken.
Dude, that movie was... I just watched...
That movie was good.
Dude, the movie is great. I just watched the whole thing, though, with my son, and I'm like,
yeah,
this is not appropriate for kids.
No.
They tried to sacrifice their parents to a chicken.
Is that the one where they like they go to the amusement park and turn all the rides into like rocket ships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so good.
Where they make the pivotal best joke on the planet, where Jimmy Neutron goes, "Oh, come on, guys, it's not rocket science," and he goes, "Oh, wait,
no, I guess it is."
Yeah.
Literally, every kid on the planet was like,
"Oh fuck, did it? Did we all just win? Did that dry ass dad joke just? Did that just make money?"
Yeah.
Or Sheen, and he's like, "I'm peeing in the shower." And then it like cuts back to him. "I'm still peeing in the shower."
That are, yeah, dude, Sheen was absolutely hard, like, without a doubt, the best character on that whole entire show.
Didn't they have like a spinoff show with him too?
They did.
Yeah, I don't
think it was called Sheen. Planet.
One season, then canceled.
Well, if Jimmy Neutron could only make it three, I mean, what hope did Sheen have?
Yeah.
But that too, yeah, him in that movie, dude. I mean, all of his quotes were in that movie. Like, it never carried outside of like the movie. Like, the show was funny, but like, I don't know. He never came through.
Do you guys remember the episode with like the pizzas, the man eating pizzas or whatever they were?
Oh yeah, that was actually pretty scary.
It was. That one was no joke. That was like Courage the Cowardly Dog level of freaky.
Okay, so sorry. Thank you, Timmy, for bringing me back to. I didn't mean to say Timmy. My bad.
No, you're okay.
No, I know this sounds like. I don't. I didn't mean to sound like belittling, like Timmy. Like, thanks, Tim. Timmy.
Call me whatever you want.
Going back, dude.
How fucked up was Courage the Cowardly Dog as a kid?
It's bad. Return the slab.
That's the worst one.
Dude, return the slab.
Tim, I didn't even know. I didn't even realize what that was after CJ. Okay. So CJ had fucking texted me. He texted me words that said return the slab. And I responded, "What?" Then he sent me a picture. And my response to that was,
"What?"
And then I remembered that I had repressed the memory of that episode because it was so fucking weird. And then I remembered, oh, it's from Courage. And then he goes, "You must return the slab." And I'm like, oh no. Dude, this show was so weird. The stupid one. He opened the box.
Dude, I around that time that I texted Casey that, I was texting a bunch of people that because I had seen the episode again. And one of my friends, who normally we go back and forth texting each other stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
I guess either, I don't know what happened because I never asked him, but either he had a bad day or just, so I don't know, something happened because I sent return the slab, no response. An hour later, return the slab, no response. An hour later, return the slab. And then I just get back. Dude, I'm really not trying to do this right now with a period. Oh. And then I'm like, okay, he's obviously just fucking with me. So return the slab. And then he goes, warning you, like, I don't want to do this. Don't make me do this. And I'm like, okay, he's just going to send me some meme or some shit. Return the slab. And then like a long time goes by and I'm about to send him another text. And then I just get on my iPhone, mind you, a picture that's so large that I have to download it.
Uh-huh.
And he just sent me like a high res 4K picture of just a huge black cock. And I was and all I said, I saw the picture and I just go, all right.
Yeah.
Have a good night. I'm done.
Later, man. Slab returned.
And you can't even get mad because like he did say, dude, don't do this.
Yeah. He gave me fair warning twice in a row. But like, and I just like ignored
you were saying
it.
You expect that. You didn't really expect that.
Dude, no one expects the fucking black cock. Come on.
No, he fell out of the situation wrong.
I mean, he did. It worked out, though. It was a pretty well-executed tactic. I mean,
yeah.
You see a 12-inch dick that has hepatitis, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to fucking send this guy any more slab shit anymore.
Yeah, consider the debt paid.
Consider me fucking off right now.
But I feel like if you were to ask anyone that watched that show, everyone says that's the scariest episode, and there's got to be some underlying factor to that. Is it just because the character is so creepy?
That, and it was an earlier episode. I think another episode that's creepy is I forget the actual context.
All of them?
Yeah.
Well, they're all creepy, but I'm saying like ones that really stick out in my mind. Courage is going up through this building. I think it's one of the episodes with Cat, the cat in it, mm-hmm. Cats or whatever his name is. And he goes to the one door, because he's going door to door, and he opens it, and it's just an all white room, I think, with a back profile of a girl playing a violin. And then she like turns around and her face is just fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah.
What's the one where Muriel gets possessed?
Oh, the mattress?
Yeah.
And then Courage has to beat her in a thumb wrestle.
Yeah, that one and the
what a scenario.
The one, wait, actually, it might be the cat too. What's the one with the tiny like little gypsy creature with the box, and that it ends up happening like Hustis opens it, and Courage is like, he has to go find this like gypsy lady who is like, I think Hustis shunned her, like put her out of the house like during a like inclement weather or something. And was like, yeah, he's like, go on, get out of here. And he like has to go, has to go like find her. And then she literally asks Courage like directly. She goes, this stupid one, he opened the box.
I remember that. I remember that line.
And then he goes, mm-hmm. And then she, I don't remember what she says, but all I remember is like, it was literally, I think it was like a, like, analog for like Pandora's box. Like it was literally a chaos like that ensued, yeah, in the house when the box was opened.
Remember the one where Muriel becomes like a little baby, oh, and he's like feeding her macaroni and cheese or whatever.
Oh my, yeah, god,
more macaroni.
or the sad episode with the wishing tree.
Oh man,
that one stuck with me.
What, I wonder how many seasons that show had.
Dude, more than Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
Dude, what was the one where Courage and Hustis like aren't even at the house? They like go in the truck and they go out into that whatever, wherever the fuck they lived.
Yeah, where did they live?
In the middle of nowhere.
Word.
The middle of nowhere, Alabama.
I'm pretty sure that's like actually the name of the place that they're from, nowhere.
No, you're right.
I think it is.
But I meant like just geographically, like, just within a state. Like where the fuck were they?
Yeah. Kansas.
You're right.
Yeah, nowhere Kansas is where they're from.
Do you know the episode though, like where Hustis and Courage have traveled? They're like in the truck for a lot of the episode. Or like a good part of it. And like the truck breaks down, like there's something happened. Like it was like one of the only episodes that like didn't occur in the house. Dude, fuck that show. I like how no one ever explained why Courage just has a straight up hole in one of his teeth. Me and Lauren to this day like still make that joke like to our own dog. Whenever like Allie does something dumb, we're like, stupid dog, you made me look bad.
Yeah. You know who also is another like creepy character from a TV show? Him from
My god.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the character.
I don't even know what
it was. The voice.
Him was. It was the voice, but like what was the character?
Dude, a demon.
Why did it have like crab claws? Was it a crustacean?
Kind of demon, I guess.
This voice was terrifying.
Cartoon Network had a solid lineup too. I'm not gonna lie. There were some good shows, man.
And then I'm also like curious, like anyone that's like, dude, what the fuck is Adult Swim? I'm like, have you seen what it's like in the daytime? But going back, so someone answered that question for me, and I think it's the best answer I could have hoped for. I asked that same question. This is over a decade ago, like years ago. I was like, dude, like, what is him though? Oh, no, it was even better. It was on Yahoo Answers. I was just like fucking around because I was asking a bunch of questions about like whatever computer shit or PSPs probably. And I was like, but like, what or who or what is him from Powerpuff Girls? And then someone responded,
it's him.
It's him.
And I go, yeah.
I guess you're right.
Didn't get my answer, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Who are you? Yeah.
Well, that's just going to be the way it's going to be.
It's so bad. It's so terrifying.
And he's like fucking curly ass chin hair and shit, even though you're like,
yeah.
A woman or a man or a
pansexual oyster, what is this?
It's him, dude.
It's him.
Doesn't matter what they go by. They're whatever the pronoun. They fucking it's him. All right, guys. Oh shit, shit. Do you know what it's time for? Guys.
Yeah. No.
Hey guys, do you know what it's time for?
Nope.
No.
It's time for. What's the weirdest shit you read on the internet while you were pooping at work? What's the weirdest shit?
What's the weirdest shit?
What's the weirdest shit you saw on the internet while you were pooping at work?
Yay!
All right, go ahead then. Take us away.
I'm going first. I'm going first for the would you rather.
Tim, I just said take it away. You can't just fuck me like this.
Okay.
Oh, it's too late. You took it back.
All right, so what's the weirdest shit I read this week? That shit about Jimmy Neutron's voice being a 57-year-old woman. That fucking set me back. That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty weird. I knew it was a woman, but I didn't know it was an elderly woman.
You did not.
No, I did know it was a woman, because I know Timmy Turner was voiced by a woman, and she voices so many characters.
Tara Strong, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck. Okay. Fuck me.
So I figured it was kind of, like, likely.
Well, aren't you guys astute?
We just really like cartoons, man.
Yeah. All right, I'll do mine.
Thanks.
So this I didn't read it this week. I read it maybe like last week or something. I think it was a today I learned on Reddit, but it was about Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, great!
And he has some warrants out for, I guess, in three different states.
What?
There's warrants out for Punxsutawney Phil. I think it's Pennsylvania, Ohio, and another one for false prediction of weather.
Oh my god.
Which makes sense, because does he ever get it right?
Wait, like, are we
the
like documented, like, real warrants?
I mean, yeah.
No, I don't like the way you answered that.
Yes, there's warrants out for him.
Like, there is municipalities that are like, yeah, we're going to get the fill.
They've been looking for him. He's on the run. No one can find him.
They just found him like a couple days ago.
That was.
Was that his son?
Yeah.
That was the heir to the Phil. Like,
I think that was Punxsutawney Phil the third, and warrants are out for Punxsutawney Phil the second.
I mean, that shit doesn't go away. Like, someone's going to have to repay those, you know, debt.
That dynasty
will end at a certain point when society's had enough.
Well, I'm sick and tired of him.
I mean, I think, dude, whenever I hear anyone talk about that, I'm like, so it's such an, I don't know, in my opinion, it's such an embarrassment of, like, okay, so, like, let's just give an example. Egypt. Egypt's looking at us like, so, you guys have, like, universities and stuff, right? The, you know, greater masses answer in a very consolidated and precise way.
Yes.
And they're like, all right, cool. So I'm glad we're grounded there. Now, amongst some of those universities, like, there's sciences as programs in them, right?
Correct.
To which those masses respond.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, now, of those sciences, one of them, we gather, would be meteorology, right? And once again, the masses go,
yeah, Egypt, what's your fucking point here, dude?
Well, we're just concerned with your, you know how you guys do, like, the imperial thing and not metric, and everyone else does metric and you don't? Right. Also, you're trusting a mammal that is that lives in the ground to basically asking a groundhog if it's going to snow or not snow anymore for a few weeks. And we're worried about this. Like, what else? Like, do you ask elks about earthquakes? We're worried. We're concerned, if nothing else. This is us just being concerned about you guys.
I mean, he's pretty good at it.
That is the most America thing we could ever respond with.
He's got it right a few times.
Hey, man. Dude, his track's like, he's like 76% on it.
Yeah.
Egypt's like, that's fucking fair, I guess. All right, well, we're going to keep building giant stone pyramids with slave labor. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I guess they're not too bad.
Except the noses, for whatever reason. We don't like noses. We don't build them. We make sure those fall off first. We don't like noses.
And we worship cats.
We worship a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Well, that took a left turn. Anyhoozle, I think we should let the good listeners of this podcast be for a minute. They're probably already at work. Saying
you don't want to give them a 4-hour episode?
Oh, I do, but I'm...
You're denying our one fan his want of a 4-hour episode.
There's two. I know we don't count the paraplegic. I know we don't, but...
Sorry, one and a third fans.
Christ.
Thank you.
Anyhow, well, Tim, really weird things are about to happen right now.
Okay.
Now, look, I'm going to plug the podcast. I'm going to do that, but then I'm giving you time right now to think about what goofy-ass way you're going to sign off. Me and CJ have this dumb thing we do. I'm going to give you a couple minutes.
Does it have to be goofy?
No. You can do whatever you want, man, but it's got to be your thing.
Okay.
All right. All right, guys. Well, this has been the... oh, shit. Hang on. Let me recount that. What the fuck? Carry the 9. Divided by 6. This is the 18th episode of This One's on the House. 18th as in the 18th, like after the 17th. It's more than episodes 1 through 16 and 1 through 17. It's also more than 1 through 13, 1 through 14, 1 through 8. It's more than all of those. It's 18. We're legal, motherfucker. If we were in the U.S., which we are, we can drive a car.
18.
We're National Lampoon, dude. Really legal. Anyhow, if you guys like what you're hearing, if you could hop on over to Instagram, On the House Podcast, or search for This One's on the House and go ahead and give us that follow, or look at all our pictures, and, you know, you can be selective like a punk bitch and like whatever you will, or you just like all of it and, you know, be a real champ. Either way, we're cool with that. Or if you want to send us an email because you're a Stegosaurus, you can definitely do that. You can send us really nice shit. You can send us really awful shit. You can send us middle of the road shit. We don't care. onthehousepod@gmail.com. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, I'm one of your hosts, Casey.
I'm CJ.
And for this week, all right, we got a third host, and his name is
Tim.
We bid you all adieu, and we hope you get home safe and all that shit. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you next one.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm not going to college, by the way.